back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Eric the Green Streamer. Let's get right back to John Lamb because his time's precious and we really, really, really appreciate him being here. I would know nothing about this if it weren't for John Lamb. He's all we've got. I can't believe that the other outfits are not. This is the biggest thing going on in the entire nation right now. It's undisputable. This is unbelievable. It's ungodly what's going on. We have real patriots being persecuted. We have pseudo-patriots being applauded. And you want to talk about an upside-down world, but let's just get right back to Lori and John. We were listening to Andrea Parker. Eric Parker's still facing possibly 30-plus years mandatory minimum for what? I don't see where the threat was because some federal goon is claiming, lying into the on the stand and saying that he was scared, and then going home and giggling and saying, we're going to get those patriots. This is all a giant conspiracy to take all of us down. It's unbelievable that this is going on, and every other outfit is talking about every single thing in the world except this. I can't believe it. I really can't. Go ahead, John.
Well, thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it, getting the word out there and updating you guys. I will still continue being on the ground here. I'm probably going to have about a week or so off before I've got to get back here. And we got some more hearings the next few weeks here. And then we've got just a little over a month here before we're right back in trial here again for the third time for two of these defendants.
Oh.
I do have another appointment. What's that?
When was the next wave of trials for the rest of the gentlemen?
They have put off the next trials indefinitely right now. We do not have a date for none of them. They are determined to retry Eric Parker and Scott Drexler first before they even decide when to try Cliven Bundy and Ammon Bundy and all those.
God.
So we've got pretty much 15 more guys sitting there waiting that are waiting and do not know a trial date at all. Speedy trial been thrown out the window and all of them violations. So
this is
guys
incredible.
Just put on the back burner.
Watched this for years, and I thought I'd seen it all, and this is blowing my mind.
It is. I do have another appointment I've got to go to here in about 2 minutes. I do hate to run, but thank you for having me on. And
well, thank you very much for joining us, John. And make sure you keep us all updated because we really, really appreciate everything that you're doing. All of you, please let everyone know there that you all are definitely in our prayers, and
I definitely
appreciate
will.
You being on and keep us informed if you would.
Hey, John, will you return periodically throughout the week? I hope you'll pop in, even if it's just for a couple of minutes. You don't have to stay for an hour if you're pressed for time, but you could give us maybe updates throughout the week. That'd be fantastic.
I definitely will. I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks a lot again, and I definitely will keep you updated.
Thank you,
John. That's John Lamb, L-A-M-B. He's right up all over the internet. You go online, you'll find John Lamb. He's the tall guy with the beard doing the absolute God's work there, covering. I mean, he's doing it. Him and Andrea Parker are pretty much the two main people. I just can't believe that these. What is the problem? This is what are there? Is there something going on? It's like I almost crossed into another universe. Where are all the Patriot Report, the bigger outfits? You know, like Drudge and InfoWars, and even you would expect maybe even Fox News to send a crew or something. There's nothing even close to this. Not a word about civil rights violations from the Justice Department. I mean, they're just talking about everything. Once again, I tuned in with the other broadcast, and it was everything in the world except this massively important case out of Nevada. And these other outfits were there at the time of the cattle ranch standoff, when the cattle thing went down, when this whole thing first originally transpired, and now it just disappear. Everybody, poof, gone. No Oath Keepers, no InfoWars, no Drudge, no Fox News, nothing. I don't know what is going on. It's totally blowing my mind. I mean, I'm not surprised, really, but still, you know, I would have thought that just out of, you know, just for ratings or if nothing else, they would have covered it because this is big news. And I know that people around the country would want to hear about this. This is why we're doing it tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I mean, I'm not glad to be the only one. I'm not looking for the scoop or, you know, I'm not self-serving. I want to see everybody covering this. This is hugely important. I wish I was just another voice in the wind, but it's like this is the only place you're going to get to deal with John Lamb and Andrea. I mean, one other broadcast had a couple of minutes maybe on this today, and that was it. I mean, come on, this is unbelievable. They can't wear jury nullification shirts. They've been convicted of nothing. Twice there's been a hung jury. Each time it was like only one person out of 11. It wasn't even a, it was 11 to 1, not guilty. That should be counted as a not guilty verdict when it happens twice in a row. They're going for a third time. That's spiteful. It's vindictive. It's bitter. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's a totalitarian dictatorship. We're no different from North Korea or China or the Soviet Union. Don't tell me we're America the Great. It's the freest country in the world. It stinks. Think about Tom LaGuevara and Eric Parker and the Bundys tonight. A third bite at the apple they're going to take, and hopefully they're going to, on their eyes, they're going to stack the jury again. They're going to manipulate. They're going to scare. They're going to commit all the witches. The witches' court will commit all the jury tampering in the world that it wants to. And the people can't even exercise their First Amendment protected right to wear a shirt that says jury nullification. Come on. Lori, back to you.
Well, I also want to remind individuals, Freedom Outpost has been covering it as well, Eric, just to let you know. But, you know, I said this yesterday, and part of what you were just saying, InfoWars and the different things that we haven't heard a peep.
The outfits that get the tens of millions of views, you know, they're not. The silence is deafening. That phrase has never been more applicable. It's just like, wow, I hear nothing, and it's the noise is crushing. It's, where are they? Where's the help? Oh my God! You can tell it's frustrated.
I want to say this. Okay, remember I said yesterday. And I mean this with my whole heart. It is part of mastering the human domain. Do you remember me saying that? Where I spoke about Jade Helm 15 and the most dangerous part of it was mastering the human domain. So if you look up and you've got Google search at the sound of my voice, look up the USAWC Civilian Research Project. U.S. Army Special Operations Forces and Conventional Forces, No Turning Back document, U.S. Army War College. So let me just read you a couple of snippets out of this document. It is known as, by the way, the seventh warfighting function, the human domain is. The realization shifted the discussion from special operations as a warfighting function as advocated in Lieutenant Colonel Glenn Thomas's article titled Special Operations as a Warfighting Function in the January-February 2011 edition of Special Warfare magazine to Shaping as a Warfighting Function. Now, this is a quote. Mind you, I am not reading straight down. I am skipping. So if you want to get this information, you're going to have to read the entire document. Quote, the seventh warfighting function is defined, as the related tasks and systems that support the commander in shaping the operational environment to achieve national strategic objectives. Recognizing the common and unique capabilities of both conventional and special operations forces. This warfighting function stresses the importance of conventional and special operations forces. This warfighting function stresses the importance of working interdependently and considers the role of the related concepts of building partner capacity, special warfare, and surgical strike. It also helps commanders and their staffs advise, assist, and train partners to enable them to contribute to, quote, global security and stability. Now, what is the human domain? Anyone curious? Concurrent with the efforts to add a seventh warfighting function, this is the discussion within the profession of arms over adding the human domain to the current domain construct with joint doctrine. So this is what the human domain is. The human domain is the totality of the physical, cultural, and social environments that influence human behavior to the extent that success of any military operation or campaign depends on the application of unique capabilities that are designed to fight and win population-centric conflicts. It is a critical and complementary concept to the recognized domains of land, air, maritime, space, and cyberspace. This concept and the addition of a human domain are important because of other domains insufficiently address the human dimension of conflict, although it is deemed a critical component to land power. Further, the addition of a human domain similar to a seventh warfighting function will ensure that we are providing a framework to support and employ the complementary capabilities of special operations and conventional forces. Now, most people probably think, oh, this is for outside the continental United States. It is also for inside the continental United States. What special operations forces and special operations command, if you and the joint forces, if you take and you research, you will find that their responsibility is to ensure that the national security strategy of the president is implemented. Although perhaps a loose interpretation, Sun Tzu, I believe one key to subduing an enemy without fighting is better understanding the human nature of conflict and building systems within the doctrine. Organizations, training, material, leadership, and education personnel facilities. Construct of the Joint Capabilities Integration Development System, or the JCIDS, to address the shortfalls. As Lieutenant General Keith Walker notes, quote, the rising velocity of human interaction through the internet and social media makes influencing human behavior the centerpiece of military strategy, unquote. So there, Eric, is why I said this is all about mastering the human domain. When you research every initiative or every type of what they've done with mastering the human domain, that is what they've done with whether it be the internet and news media and those BLM officers that, oh, if you check into Mr. Love, was very well known overseas. It also states, quote, special operations are special because their success depends on long-term relationship with indigenous forces and populations and knowledge of the cultural, societal, economic, and political environments in which they occur. The greater the environmental knowledge and extent of relationships, the more likely the outcome will be successful. It also states, quote, much like the seventh warfighting function within Army doctrine, the human domain proposal creates conditions within doctrine to ensure that human who inhabits the operational environment, which would have been Bunkerville, in which the military and interagency, that's all the ones that work with them, you can thank Rand Corporation for trying to bypass the Posse Comitatus in their documents. Interagency operates as considered. Deliberate consideration of factors within the human domain will assist in planning for campaigns, consequence management during operations, and post-offensive operations planning, specifically ensuring that we aren't surprised by a populace's counteraction to our efforts.
Sounds like we're in post-offensive operations planning phase right now, where they're cleaning it up after the Boy, let's bring in our caller so we don't make him wait too much longer, Lori, and then we go
Absolutely.
Right back to your reading there. Well, go ahead, caller in Idaho. Who do we have in Idaho?
Hi, Eric. Yeah, I'm calling in about the full-spectrum dominance of spiritual warfare that you might want to use in the next month based on the conversation tonight. I called in because I didn't want you to blow a head gasket about the T-shirt. so I'm going to speak to you like I would speak to my friend Chris from Las Vegas right now. Parabolically, I would say... go to www.strawmanstory.info. It's a book by Clint Richardson, who is an RBN host. search the word parabolic teaching in the PDF. Parabolic teaching is that the wise man always explains the important things on a Christ-like path, and you explain the fool who might restrict someone from wearing clothing, and you could construct cartoons within the next month or so that explain what is the difference between indictment and charge, what's the indictment of all the bid bond things, and add them with your nullification cartoon. All right?
Excellent.
Along the
lines,
you know, I heard all the audio, so I'm just telling you, if you do this, I think you have an angle for the next 30 days.
Gotcha.
Strawmanstory.info is a free PDF download that is 1,145 pages and is based on the Law of Agency, 907 pages. Okay? And it has a lot of details in it that can help you in the next 30 days about this.
Wow.
Interesting.
Thank you.
That's all I got. I just didn't want Eric to blow a head gasket. You're a great host and don't have an aneurysm.
It's already happened. Thank you. Excellent call. Thanks, man. All right. Awesome to have listeners in Idaho. I know we have a bunch of them there. That's one of the top.
We've got two more callers, Eric.
Let's just go right down the line so we don't keep them waiting, and then we'll get back to Lori's reading. They're very interesting how they're conducting, absolutely, it's undisputable, they're conducting military operations against the American people. And the witches' court's playing right along, saying, globalize. Get rid of the United, get rid of the old America. Get rid of the freedom. We got lots of money to make here. We got lots of people to rip off. We can legalize anything. We got our attorneys in the legislature, and they've got a seamless plan that the unified tyranny is moving forward, and it's not getting any resistance from this new administration. It's getting worse and worse and worse every week that transpires. The only thing getting in the way is the jury nullification and the jury finding people that, you know, in nullification of one sort or another, whether it's nullification of the law or just saying these people didn't do anything. In other words, they're just they're just saying not guilty across the board. We need to bring that back. It's what they did in the colonial times. The British didn't have much luck. Their statutes just didn't get enforced. They stopped passing them and stopped enforcing them because all the juries were saying not guilty. The people caught on. It looks like they caught on out in Nevada. There was only one juror on that of 12 that wants this to go, you know, that hung the jury for taking this to a potential third trial against these gentlemen in Nevada. So it blows my mind. Let's go to our next caller. Who do we have?
Next caller is Fred. How are you doing tonight, Fred?
Fred, my favorite.
Hey, talk about something I think is sort of that's been going on and going back to the original outrage of not letting a free person be free, because after the person had served their sentence, they pulled him back in and demanded that the judge do the executive branch's bidding and added to a free person's sentence. And then the other things of the executive branch.
You like to hold some after the break? Hold on one sec, Fred. You want to hold some after the break? Yeah, hold
tight.
We'll be around.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Good, my friends. Thanks for joining us tonight. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Lori Anderson with us. We have, I'm not sure, did we ever get Gary in tonight?
Hi.
Are you here, my sir? Hi. Thanks for just sitting, kicking back, and waiting for so long. Let me get some commentary from you and some prayer before we go to the rest of the callers.
Hello? Hello.
Your caller. Continue.
Yeah, this is Fred in Pennsylvania.
Why don't you just go ahead and when we get a little break here, I'll jump in.
Sounds good. Yeah, caller, go ahead, Fred. Finish on what you were talking about.
Yeah,
Gary and Michigan.
I think you had four examples of an executive branch bullying the judicial branch to add a sentence that was years ago, and that led to the outrage, and that led to the further consciousness of all these defendants on the outrageous behavior of the federal government. Then the second time was after the defendants were acquitted, that they threw them back in jail to await a possible trial, which wasn't really the court's business because they were done for the day. Then the third or the fourth time or whatever is this thing where it's not the judge's business to do the executive branch's job of possibly chastising a free person for jury tampering, even though it isn't jury tampering. It isn't the judge's business to interfere with the freedom of the free defendant. The defendant is free to go.
Absolutely, and free to go with all their, you know, with whatever they want to wear on their back. I mean, this is absurd. They can't wear a shirt that says jury nullification. I mean, jury tampering would be if they tried to contact one of the jurors on their at their trial.
Right. We know what one thing is, and the right to have a conscience is a completely different thing. And by the way, people are allowed to talk among each other as to how you want to style government or court or any of the procedures in court. That is completely anybody's right. It's governed by legislation and our own public opinion. We can style the courts any way we please.
And this is so dangerous for everybody in this country. Everybody, doesn't matter who you are, what side you're on. It's unfathomable to me that everybody's not completely obsessing with this. It wouldn't be obsessing. It would be absolutely appropriate to be wrapped up in this and nothing but, and make sure this did not get, they did not get away with this, that this did not move forward. It's just, it's got to stop. This is just absolutely,
I think someone should jump, Eric, I think someone should jump into federal court. It could even be a third party, but someone should jump into federal court and put a stay on an appeal, immediate appeal of that kind of coercive order. Because once someone is acquitted, they're acquitted.
Right. I agree.
They're acquitted, period. They can do anything they want to, live out the rest of their life. Now, if there's going to be another trial after that, which I really don't think is going to happen, especially if a lot of voices are raised about this, we don't have to have the government throwing away another $150,000 or whatever it is for no purpose.
Oh, more than that. Oh no, it's millions with the security and all the things they hype up and the
millions.
They're using millions of our dollars to run the case and pay the bills, and then they're bonding the case, making a whole tons of money on it and putting that money in their pockets.
You broke the code, Eric. You broke the code. It costs the money, but it really doesn't cost the money, and they're using it to make money.
Right. So it's got to stop. And there's nothing else but this right now. I mean, they cannot get away with this. I mean, how can anybody talk about Hillary Clinton or, with the Kim Jong of Korea? I don't get it, man. This, all of it's going on here. This is worse than the ones.
I want to say that's all I have to say. And if you keep information about all these examples, it becomes pretty clear what's going on.
You bet. Fred, thanks for the call. What a great call. That's great. I agree with you completely, Fred. You put it in a nice nutshell there. Thanks a lot for that call. We'll be right back after this break with Gary in Michigan, Lori Anderson, and you all out there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BrainMag is an amazing nutraceutical technology that crosses the blood-brain barrier because it is a magnesium L-threonate and magnesium malate and glycinate. Magnesium L-threonate, when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, protects the brain from oxidative stress, and in knockout mice was able to protect against the memory loss and Alzheimer's. It dramatically increases cognitive health, improves sleep quality, stabilizes the mood, and works wonderfully with Calm Mind as a combination drink supplement. Order Nutramedical's Brain Mag at 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. This is the best nutraceutical for calming your brain, protecting memory and brain function, and prevention of Alzheimer's.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast. Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're going to get right back into it. We got a lot to discuss tonight. It's blowing my mind, the level of tyranny that's taking place in the witch's court. I thought I had seen it all, and this is just absolutely off the charts. I mean, they can't wear a shirt that says jury nullification. They haven't been convicted of anything. There's been two hung juries. The second one was 11-1 not guilty. They couldn't barely find one of their shills on the jury to hang the jury and make it go in for a third round in the witch's court. And now they're telling what T-shirts they can wear or what they can't wear. Unbelievable. But it doesn't surprise me. The level of evil that takes place in the witch's court is just par for the course. So here we are again on the RBN Network with Eric the Freedom Screamer and Lori. We have a caller, and I believe it was Chance in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, how are you?
Eric, what's more disheartening is, you know, I monitored that network today. It was rather tedious. I went back and forth. Like you said, I didn't expect that one particular loudmouth to mention anything because he's more into theatrics and agitation.
Mm-hmm.
But what really bothered me was not one single host, well, with the exception of one. I believe Eric Parker's wife called in to one show. I didn't listen to it because I was busy bouncing around. I believe, I don't know if you want me to mention the show. I don't know if it's appropriate.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The power hour.
Right? Exactly.
They had her on for a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and then it was on to the next guest. And to me, this is nothing else to talk about with this right now. Yikes.
It was an afterthought, it appeared to me. And that kind of bothered me, too. But every other so-called patriot show, like I said, this was very tedious. I bounced all around just to see if anybody would mention it, and not one word. And, you know, it bothered me because I thought to myself, what if it was you or I that were in this particular situation? Can you imagine the sense of hopelessness or the sense of abandonment you must feel? Mm-hmm. It really bothered me. I'm very disappointed in that network.
Right.
And what if it were them? That's the thing that blows my mind. They can't think beyond the end of their nose far enough to realize, wow, what if that was me there? I certainly wouldn't want the silence to be deafening. I'd want people freaking out and saying, what are you doing, which is court? This has got to stop now, or it's common law grand juries. Go right around the district attorney. The people have the power. They just have to take it up into their hands and actually use it. And it's blowing my mind. I can't believe it. There was, Hillary Clinton, one of the guests, some hosts on the other network was filling in, Alex's last hour was all nothing but Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? They have to be being controlled, being issued this script and being told, you will not talk about that. That's the only thing I can think of. I can't believe they're stupid enough on their own not to take up this torch and run with it.
Well, him I expected not to mention it, I'll be honest with you, because I know his game now. I've been listening to him long enough. I can't listen to him for more than 10 minutes before I have to turn him off. I can't understand why people listen to him, why they haven't caught on to him yet. But the other hosts, who I do have a little respect for, there's a handful, there's four or five, they haven't mentioned it neither, and that bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
That really bothered me, and
it bothers me too.
It's a sad commentary, and I over the years I've seen this happen when other patriots were locked up and languished in jail, and mm-hmm. I never heard their names mentioned by hosts,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it struck me as very odd. Why aren't they shining the light on this particular situation? And so. You have to be careful who you trust. It's apparent. This is why RBN does an excellent job. God bless you guys.
God bless you, too. And, just like I was reading earlier out of the Mastering the Human Domain, this is why I can't stress it enough. Because it is the entirety of everything that you do, from integrating into the community to social media, to controlling what's being reported in social media, as well as outside of social media, as well as mainstream media, as well as working with interagency partners. And do not be fooled, it is not just outside the United States of America. It is also CONUS in military documents, which means continental United States. They're supposed to implement the president's national security strategy. And the more you dig, the more you realize that it's just not necessarily exactly. Everybody was panicked about the drill, and I was on that drill as well. But my focus on that drill was the mastering the human domain part, because that is the most dangerous part of the whole thing, and everybody was focused on the actual equipment and did not focus on the most important part. And it literally, if you look at what the 7th warfighting function is, and you realize the individuals, like Daniel P. Love, special operations before quote unquote BLM, right? So he has that training. So this is one of the ways you connect the dots. Who are these individuals that go out there? Andrea Parker made a statement in her clip that we played, how the U.S. attorney called Eric Parker a coward because he got behind a barrier. So let's think about the reality of this. Allegedly, there was a court order to confiscate cattle, remove them off the property, and have them sold in order to, quote unquote, give the government back money that they never earned in the first place.
Right.
So, but the reality is, over 200, quote unquote, officials or officers, whether they're BLM, whether they're FBI, whether they're whatever alphabet agency they belong to, there was over 200 officers there, approximately. They showed up for a family because at that time, when they showed up, there was not that large crowd. The large crowd came after the First Amendment zone, after people had been tased, after a pregnant woman had been sicked by a, the BLM was trying to sick a pregnant woman with their quote-unquote police dog. After, and Margaret, whom is, I'm not sure of her age, but I know she's middle-aged at least, cancer survivor, had been picked up from behind, thrown to the ground.
And
thrown to the ground. Now, mind you, this is what they showed up with. Over 200 officers showed up. They showed up with body armor, helmets, tactical gear, binoculars, MRAPs, drones, sniper rifles, semi-automatic weapons, pistols, helicopters, used jamming equipment to be able to block communications from getting out, and they are the ones trying to call Eric Parker a coward. They are the ones trying to call him dangerous. While they were up on a hill, admittedly had him in sights, admittedly, finger close to the trigger, and the only reason they didn't pull the trigger is because there was other people around them. Admittedly, while they hid on the hill, and they have the nerve to call Eric Parker a coward because he moved under or behind a barrier so he wouldn't get a headshot. Are you
kidding
me? When
the shooting war is about to break out, you're supposed to take cover and be behind something. I mean, how stupid can you be to be out in the open, standing there waiting to take a bullet? I mean, you're supposed to have cover.
Well, of course. We have got to keep these folks in our prayers.
We do.
Thank you. Thank you, folks, for being there. It's important that those folks know that we support them and we're thinking of them and we're praying for them.
Amen. Amen. And you are more than welcome. It's our duty.
We'd be nothing without the listeners. So thank you, Chance.
Thank you. Now, good night.
Good night. Wow. We have some amazing callers, don't we, Eric?
Yep.
And, you know, my... They're trying to hit me again on my cute little computer. The termites just love me tonight. And because I was going to pull up a different actual
document. Let's go to Gary
document.
While we're waiting, Lori. Gary.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Gary, how you doing, my sir?
Hi, guys. I really, really sitting here a little uptight from what I'm all hearing. As you all know, I'm up in my 80s, and I've never, ever thought I'd ever see our country return to where it's at. But I might share a couple of things with you. I think it may help us all to understand something, that we are all in this together, and we're all behind this. But in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 19, our Father said to us in that meeting there, he said, let me get that right here, 41:19. I got it here. Okay. He said, I will plant in the wilderness a cedar, a shittim tree, and a myrtle, and the oil tree. And he says, and I will set in the desert the fir, the boxwood tree, and the pine. These three trees will be together. This is in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 19, and it also mentions the same thing in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 13. I believe, as we read this and we study each side of all these scriptures, that the Father prepared this country for us, for the house of Israel, to come here, the 12 tribes. And this has been prepared for us. And these are the only places that these three trees grow together is in North America. So I believe that is part of the preparation. But this just go quick so we can get back to the callers. Let's go quick to Leviticus chapter 25. There's 54 verses there that are the most interesting verses in the law, I think there is. He says in chapter 25, verse 18, he says, "Wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety." These are two of the most important verses in there. What he's saying, just real quickly, is stated very carefully, that if we keep the laws, his statutes, his judgments, and his laws and his commandments, we will live safely in the land. And when I say we, and this includes Gary Don, that I have not kept the law of the Father in chapter 25, definitely very, very good, very well. Admittedly, we have set the land, we rusted the land two times in the time of my lifetime. It's just so difficult to do all the things that are required because of taxes and insurance, and you all know all that's been bound on us, and the pricing structures, of course, that they put for commodities that come off the farm. But with that, this explains why this is allowed to happen. Our Father has brought us in somewhat of a judgment using some of our own same people against us. We see it. It's evident. And with that, I'm going to yield and get back. My prayer is, and I think as everybody's stating here, my prayer is that we will come to an understanding what our responsibilities are before our Father, the Creator. And He's the one that created the land. He's the one that created everything that we have around us. So therefore, we should at least follow those things which he created. Because if He created them, He still says, how do you take care of it? And we didn't do real well in the Garden of Eden either. So with that, I yield. Eric, and it's been a wonderful time to listen to tonight. It's very, very difficult to hear these words and hear these things that these people have taken upon themselves to be self-disciplinary over us. But there will be a day of judgment. There's no doubt that the long arm of our Father will judge them for their evil they're doing against us. So with that, I yield, and may Yahweh bless us as we go forward in this nation.
Well, thank you. That's awesome, and I completely agree with you on that. Lori?
I agree. We need to keep everyone in our prayers, and let's not forget even the hardest thing sometimes to do is to pray for those that despitefully use and abuse you. That is also our duty, because God can change the heart. God can prick them in their hearts and make it to where they repent of their sins and ultimately turn from their wicked ways as well. So we need to remember that. And sometimes that's a very hard thing to do. But we do need to pray for those who are despitefully using and abusing us. And we have, for a very long time, tried to take a stand for what is right. We're not perfect, but we do take that stand. We do speak on behalf of the voiceless, those that are oppressed, and we speak in truth, not just in truth, but in love. And I want to say this. I'm going to repeat now the phone numbers so that if you choose to give them a call, we need to find out how much they've spent on each of these trials. President Donald Trump said he wanted to drain the swamp. Well, he needs to back that up. Jeff Sessions, we need to know how much money is being spent on these trials instead of actually getting rid of the ones who are destroying our union and our people. Take the sty out of your own eye before you start trying to pull it out of someone else's. On that note, we'll go ahead and go to break, and then I will give you the numbers to be able to make those calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back, my friends. We're going to jump right back into it because time is short. I want to remind people that the men behind the curtain, the power behind this court here, is in the Vicar General's office. And I don't want to neglect a call to the Vicar General. Lori's going to give some numbers out. Before she does, let me get mine out there, and that way she can just take it right out to the end of the show. But I want to remind people, the vicars and the bishops have all the power. There's almost no power that, well, the immediate power of the executioner obviously rests in the witch's court, and the idiot street Nazis that will enforce whatever comes out of the witch's court. But the real power behind the court, it's in the judicial vicar, the vicar general, and they both work for the archbishop. And the vicar general in this matter is named Bob Stokig. That's Bob, as in Robert Stokig, S-T-O-E-C-K-I-G. His last name is S-T-O-E-C-K-I-G. Stokig, and he's a real man, and he's got the real power. And I believe his assistant is named Karen Roberts, if I'm not mistaken. And be nice and polite, but tell them, say, hey, you claim to be a godly agent. Put it where your mouth is, and make this problem right. We want justice. We want righteousness done in this. We respectfully require your immediate involvement. Don't insult us and tell us you don't have any power over the witch's court. We know better than that. I've watched it happen in New York. Everything goes to the vicar general, estates, people's social security settlements, children seized by CPS were going to be examined as soon as they were seized by Child Protective Services, gone off to Catholic Charities to be examined.
And who runs Catholic Charities? The Vicar General, the judicial vicar. Everything goes to the vicars. So I've already researched this, believe me, in detail, by going into the courts and the grimy, stinky courts with the security that's a nightmare and everything else. So anyway, I want people to remember to call Bob Stokig, the Vicar General. He works for the Archbishop. I think it's Archbishop Pepe, P-E-P-E. This is the name of the Archbishop, if I'm not mistaken. We'll give his number out tomorrow. Let's start with the Vicar General and give him a chance to make this right before we start phone blitzing the Archbishop himself. But Bob Stokig's number is 702-697-3903. Once again, 702-697-3903. If his voicemail box can be filled up tonight, so when he comes in tomorrow, your mailbox is full, Mr. Stokig, that would be great. Let him know that we know he's the true power behind the courts. He can make this go away. The Archbishop could make this go away with one phone call. They're never going to let on and admit that, but that's the way it truly is. They have the power. The Vatican Bank owns the controlling interest in all the major insurance companies, which are running the bonding of all these court cases that the Witches Court is making hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on, probably way more than that if you add them all up nationwide. So call the Vicar General, Bob Stokig. Let him know his immediate intervention is required, and we want justice and righteousness done. Get the Witches Court to drop this matter. Loan us a bunch of high-powered attorneys. I don't care what you do. If we got to pay for it, take it out of our Sestu Trust, which we know you are managing, and then require his involvement. Thank you and goodbye. And so, but keep trying. Send emails if you have to, but be persistent. One or two calls doesn't quite do it. Because, hey, I'm going to call every day until I get a call back from the vicar. And his assistant will most likely call you back and talk with her. Require their assistance and a response. If you always require them to give something back, hey, send me an email. Let me know you got this. Let me know if you're going to get involved, what your results are of your intervention in this matter, Mr. Vicar General and or Mr. Judicial Vicar. We'll get you more information on them tomorrow. Let's start with Bob Stokig. Lori, take over. Who else do you have that we can call to support the Bundy, Eric Parker and company?
Okay, so the U.S. Attorney Stephen Meyer, or Meyer, M-Y-H-R-E is how you spell his last name. The physical location of headquarters is 501 Las Vegas Boulevard South, Suite 1100, and that's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Phone number 702-388-6336. Also a toll-free number, 1-800-539-8002. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the U.S. Department of Justice. If you want, the address is 950 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. The way that you can comment line is 202-353-1555. The Department of Justice main switchboard is 202-514-2000. And if you want to attempt to reach out to the President, Donald Trump, phone numbers for comments is 202-456-1111, or the switchboard, which is 202-456-1414. It is my opinion.